Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. It is officially starting the show tonight. I'm Colleen Vanderzijden, and you are listening to Lilydale Radio. And thank you for watching if you're watching live on Facebook and or if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio. This show is called Embracing Your Essence, and it's the reason I picked that name is because it's all about you, who you are inside, and making sure we embrace who we are inside. It's one of my passions to help people do that, to help them recognize their worth as a person and to see who they really are and what they want to do. So this is Lilydale Radio live on the air here, and we are going to talk about a great topic tonight, and we'll take some callers as well. And we do want to mention Lilydale Assembly, their website, lilydaleassembly.com. They have listed on there all the things that are happening. There are some fall workshops coming up, spring workshops as well, and then we're getting ready for the summer season already for next year. Can you believe it? They're sending out the notifications of who's going to be doing workshops and things like that. So there's all sorts of opportunities for you. They won't post those on the Lilydale Assembly website just yet because it's too early. So it will happen in a few months, and then you'll be able to see everything that's going to be happening there. And that's lilydaleassembly.com. You can reach me at ColleenVanderzijden.com. I have a shortcut, which is actually LilydaleMediumColleen.com, if you can't spell Vanderzijden, though it's just the way it sounds. I'm a registered medium there. I'm also a certified spiritual life coach. And as a medium, what we do as mediums is we connect with our loved ones on the other side. They, the spirits, decide who's coming and what they want to say. So sometimes we want to talk to certain people, but that doesn't mean they're going to show up. Sometimes they do. We just don't know. It's a three-way connection between myself, the spirit, and the person, a physical person sitting in front of me wanting to connect to their loved one. And for a reading for me, I don't get all the information at once. It comes through with little bits and pieces, and then we put it all together. I like to let spirit lead the conversation. Whatever they want to talk about, whatever they want to show me is what I will tell you. And frequently, they just want to let you know they are still there. Now, mediumship readings are not to provide predictions, and I will probably say this maybe 10 or 15 more times within the next hour, because every now and then we get somebody that they just want to know what's going to happen. And so they think if they go to a medium, they're going to find out what's going to happen, it's going to make them feel better, all of that. Maybe not, okay? So I tell people if I get an impression of something, I will let you know. If I don't get an impression of something, then I won't even hazard a guess, okay? Predictions are not, you know, predictions are great because I know I would love to know what's going on in the future too, and I don't either. I do, you know, like I said, I do get feelings sometimes, but you're the one creating your reality, as am I. So I want to make sure I'm creating the reality I want to have by taking my own action steps. And I think that sometimes when we do predictions that we're actually disempowering people, because I've had so many clients come in over the last few years and want me to tell them what to do. And I'm thinking, you don't know me. I don't really know you, and you want me to tell you what to do. Even if I do get a message from spirit, that doesn't mean that's what you should be doing. I mean, if it doesn't make sense to you, then you shouldn't be doing it. So I don't want to disempower people by giving them predictions of things. I frequently can touch in with somebody and get an impression of what might be going on in their life. You know, spirit will like to share that, and I'll share whatever I get with you. As a spiritual life coach, now I do integrate the two together sometimes, because as a medium, I'm connecting with spirit, but as a spiritual life coach, I'm frequently helping people figure out what it is they want to achieve in this life. They may have some problems in their life, and they're not sure what to do about them. So I help them look at the challenges that they have in a different way, help them see different options, different things they can do to move towards the life they want to have. As a coach, I help people who might feel lost and confused and don't know what to do. I personally have had a few coaches in my life, and I remember one. I wanted to get some business things done. I wanted to achieve some goals of mine, so I got a coach, and the coach held me accountable. And by holding me accountable, I got so much done that year, I can't even tell you. I was actually tired by the end of the year because I kept setting these goals for myself, and I had to match them and do them because I didn't want my coach to say, you didn't achieve your goal. What? And I, a little people pleaser in me there. So I wanted to make sure I achieved what I wanted to. But sometimes in addition to goals, people also come for coaching just because they don't feel like their life is quite right, that there's something missing, and they don't even know what it is. So I help people clarify what might be missing from their lives. What is it that they're looking for? Do they have a goal? Do they have a dream? And I help people recognize they have the choice to change their thinking. They have choices to do all sorts of things. You have choices on how you feel. People don't think they do, but you do. You have choices on how you feel. You have choices on your perspective. So many times we think someone around us might be putting us down or talking badly about us or whatever, and we take what we think they're doing as a personal thing when it's not necessarily. They just might be a jerk. You know, that doesn't mean that they think you're a jerk or that you're a bad person or anything like that. So we help people change their perspective. We help people set action steps, set some goals. What is it you want to do and how are you going to get there? So frequently we have a goal and we look at the big picture, the gigantic picture, and it's overwhelming. So we don't do anything because it's so big. And I'm sure you all know that we're supposed to set things into small little doable steps to get places, but sometimes we don't even know what those steps are. So when we have a coach, we can figure out what those steps are. And I like to call myself an empowerment or a transformation coach because I help people transform their lives. It's really an awesome job, if you will, because I love to watch people change their lives, help them figure out what they want, because invariably, if we're in control of what's happening, how we're feeling, we can create the life we really want to have. And so frequently, we're more satisfied with our lives. So if you're just joining in, I'm Colleen Vanderdyden, and this is Lily Dale Radio. My show is called Embracing Your Essence, and I really love that title. It's wonderful. Now, you can reach me again at ColleenVanderDuyden.com. You can check out Lily Dale's website as well, LilyDaleAssembly.com. Now, you can also call in. Okay, you have some reasons that you can call in and talk to me tonight. One is you can call in. Wait, I should give you the number. Hold on. It's 818-739-8818. I'll say it again. 818-739-8818. So that's the number to call in if you want to chat. I'd love to chat with you. You can call in to ask all sorts of things. We can call in to talk about the topic of the day. The topic of the day today is going to be living your dream. Okay, living your dream. It's a big one. So I'd love to hear what your dreams and goals are, and we can talk about them. It'll be fun. You can also call in to ask about questions that have to do with spirituality, mediumship, or even coaching. If you want to know more about any of those topics, we can discuss them. You can call in if you want to have a mediumship reading where I'm going to connect with spirit on the other side. It's always a little different when we're doing it live on the radio and on Facebook Live because I just never know what's going to happen. So I just kind of go with the flow and see where we end up. So just play with me and we'll have a good time. The other reason you can call in is if you have a spirit or a problem and you want a spiritual solution. Something's going on in your life and you're just not quite sure what to do about it. You might have an issue or a challenge, something that's just really bothering you. We can look at it, the challenge, from a spiritual perspective and see what we can do about shifting how you're feeling about this problem to look at it from a different angle. Because our minds, our thoughts, and all those things in there are what can create our helplessness, our worry, our fear. And if we can look at that in a different way, sometimes we can release it. I know as my life has gone on and with some of the problems I had, once I started looking at things from a different angle, my stress level went so far down compared to where it used to be. I used to be an amazing queen of stress, but it's really a gift. I'm sure many of you have it as well. And when I started looking at things from a different light, it went down. I don't react like I used to. I don't get all worked up as much as I used to. It's really great. So when we do that, it helps you live as your best self, as your core essence, if you will, and you'll be empowered because what you're doing is you're living is as a spiritual being, and that's what we are. We are spiritual beings. We are living in our humanness, but we are spiritual, and that means also that we're a part of that divine universal energy that is available to all of us, and every one of us, we are all connected. We all have a part of that, and you don't have to be religious to access this spiritual energy, this universal energy, if you will. You don't have to be anything. You don't even have to be aware because if you need a message, The universe is going to get it through to you. One way or another, they will get it through to you. So you don't even have to know what you're doing. And they are still there to help. It's amazing when you think about that, that even if you don't believe in something on the other side, you don't believe in a God or whatever, it's still available to you and you'll still get the help you need. And that brings me back again to, I'm not going to talk about predictions. So if you want to know if something's going to happen, I'm probably not going to answer that. And we'll talk about something else. So what you can do is call in. Here's the number. And I'm going to take a call because I have a couple here already. Is 818-739-8818. So I'll take a call or we'll chat, see what's going on. And then we will move on from there and see what else we're going to talk about living the dream, because I really do want to talk about that, and I do want to hear about your dreams and goals. But I'm going to move on to our first caller. The number, I'm going to give you the last four digits of your telephone number, okay? And then when you answer, give me your name, and, you know, we'll go from there. We'll figure out what we're going to talk about. So the number is 1983. So 1983, you are going to be live in 1 second. Here we go. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And what's your name?
Oh, my name's Lisa.
Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. And do you have something in particular you're wanting to talk about tonight?
I don't know. I just wondered what you see, like, with my parents. They crossed over and my cat did. So I've had a lot of loss in the last year and a half or so. I just wondered if you see anything on anybody.
Okay, yeah. It's very hard, isn't it, when we have so much loss that happens in one block of time? You know, and it's funny, too, not funny, but interesting, that sometimes we'll lose an animal and people don't realize how important that is. It's kind of like, you know, the one thing that's just too much. You know what I mean? Now, I do have a man stepping in close.
She was 90 years old. I had her for 20 years.
Oh, my goodness. You had a cat for 20 years? Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. You must have a good health to keep a cat for that long, let me tell you. It must have a lot of love in it, I'm telling you. So I do feel a male stepping in. And did you happen to have a male who would have passed on the more sudden side? Even though I feel health concerns, it feels like there's still a more sudden passing, and I am getting some breathing chest issues.
Oh, yeah, my dad died. He was a lung doctor. That's funny.
Oh, he was a lung doctor? Isn't that funny? It is funny.
Yeah.
I tell you, spirit will show us what we need to be shown just to make sure we know what's going on. I do feel him being a pretty good age. Was he a significant age?
Yes. He lived a long, long life, yeah.
Okay, good. Then I do believe I do have him. I want to keep talking about him, though. I do feel some health concerns before he passes. Does he have some things that are happening before he passes?
Yeah, he had a lot happen the last couple years before, but
okay.
He did leave a long line.
Okay, yes. And that's the thing, too, because I'm not feeling, you know, even with the stuff that's happening towards the end of his life, you know, I feel a lot of things happening in there, but I still feel when he passes that it's a bit of a shock, even though we know, but it's still a shock. Did it feel like a shock to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was still not expected, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me. And you know, I have to say, I know you said he was a lung doctor, because he's obviously very intelligent, and that comes through. There's also a bit of, I want to call it dignity, that I feel with him. You know, I feel a propriety of things, doing things the right way seems to be very important as well. Yes, and there's also the feeling with him, too. Was he a bit on the quieter side? I get a little bit of a quieter energy with him.
Yeah, oh my God, you seem like right on target, yep.
Okay, because he seems quiet to me. I don't feel he's a big talker, you know. Actually, his wife seems to be a bit more of a talker, huh? Was she a bit of a talker?
Yes.
I think she just stepped in because she is just like going a mile a minute right now. My head is kind of actually spinning a little bit with the both of them here. I have to tell you, there's so much gratitude coming through for you and for what you did for them. Because you, according to them, you did so much for them. It's like you put your life on hold in a way to take care of them. I don't know if you're literally taking care of them or just checking in on them, you know what I mean? But there's so much gratitude for you being there for them. Were you there quite a bit?
No, not for many years. I wasn't able to. You know, I was a they were not around here. They were in a different city. But when I was younger, I did a lot of taking care.
As they're older, are you communicating with them quite a lot? Because they give me the impression you're really there for them.
Well, I've always tried to be a really good daughter, but I lived my life, near the end. I didn't, get to see them as much the last few years, but, I think above they're thinking of me. I'm not sure, but.
Yeah, well, they give me the impression they're very happy with the things you were doing for them, okay? So they're giving me the impression, and it may just very well have been just a simpleness, whatever the word is I want, simplicity, that's the word I want, of being there emotionally and that kind of thing, because the pride coming through for you is very strong. I feel such a sense of support for you. And did you have another cat that passed before this one?
No.
Because do you have to? Okay, they're talking about another animal that passes.
I don't know, because I don't have any.
Okay. Okay, now, did your family, your mother, father, anybody have an animal previous? Because I'm seeing more than one, okay? I'm seeing more than one animal. So I want to make sure I acknowledge that. I'm definitely getting the impression that there's another one somewhere here, and there's a reason they're bringing it in. And have you contemplated getting a new cat?
Not for a long while, maybe about a year and a half or 2 years out. I want to do some travel later next year and things like that. So
right,
I'm
it's hard to get a new one.
Yeah, I have to do a lot of changes for myself in this next year, and I want to wait a while.
Yeah, that's a good idea. They do mention another one, though, because as they're talking about this cat, they're talking about how you would talk to the cat all the time, and you had such, I want to call it a human relationship with the cat, because I feel like it's your friend. The cat is your friend.
Yeah.
And so
is that mentioned. The cat that died, is she doing okay in heaven?
If this cat they're showing me, and I do feel another one as well, so that's interesting to me. So we'll have to figure that out at some point. But anyway, as they talk about this, they're talking about the way you were with the cat, and how good you were with the cat, because literally it was your friend, and you would talk to the cat all the time. I have to tell you, too, that sense of, there's a sense of gratitude coming through from them in terms of their own lives as well. I feel like they had quite a few difficulties at times, but, there's a lot of, I don't even know what word I want to use, dedication, discipline, persistence, resilience, all of those things with your parents. They just keep going, and they just keep going, and they can handle pretty much anything that comes up. And they tell me you're the same way, that you're really good at being able to handle what's happening in your life. And they're very proud of that you have this ability. Do you recognize you have this ability?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm going to make sure I'm still on track, because they're very happy talking to you. So, yeah, okay. And there's one more thing they want to say, and I have to say I am getting the feeling of love, of course, coming through for you. That's such an important message to be had, because there's the feeling of wanting to acknowledge how much your family, how important that family ties are, how important they are. And even though you didn't see them all that much physically, the ties are so very, very strong that there's no worries with that. Did you guys get one headstone from both of them, your parents?
Yes. Yeah. It's going up soon. Yeah.
Okay, because there's an acknowledgement of that as well. So I did want to make sure I said it before it went out of my head and I totally forgot. So there was an acknowledgement of one large stone.
Yeah.
It does feel like it is going up soon, isn't it? Is it going up within the next 3 weeks or so?
I'm not sure, but I'm going to go next year. Like after December, it should be up by then. And then I'm going to go to visit their grave next year. It's not in the same city.
Okay. So there is that.
There's been a lot of problems with the estate, and it's been over 2 years since my dad died, and my mom a year and a half. I mean, I just hope they're okay. There's a lot of fighting. Not me, but both sisters filed a lot of lawsuits and stuff. It's really sad. And I just wonder if they're okay with it all. Maybe that's why they're proud of me, because I didn't get involved in this.
Right. Yeah. There's definitely that acknowledgement of you, and it's really too bad, you know, after people die and then we have fighting going on, because this fighting stuff, it doesn't do anybody any good, as you well know. And I do feel
do you
that you're actually
kind of
my parents
are okay with it? Are they okay with it?
Yeah.
I hope they're not bothered by it too much, because it might come to a conclusion soon, like settlement.
Right. Well, you know, spirit, my impression from what I've had with spirit, talking to spirit and stuff, is they're not usually upset about things. They might express some disappointment with how things are going. But the impression I'm getting is that you're kind of the one that's, how can I put this? I don't mean to put anybody down, but it sounds like you're more the logical one who sees things from a different way. You know, a little bit more realistic might be a good term to use as well. You know, you see things, you recognize the value, and that may be why they mentioned the family too, and how important family is. It's too bad there's fighting. I'm not getting the impression they want to give you any direction on that, except that I do feel from them that what you're doing is correct. I feel you trying to take control of things. I feel you trying to explain things logically. It's unfortunate, because it seems as though there's one person in particular who's not listening so well, shall we say, and has their own perception on what should be. And I do get the impression from your parents that this is going to work itself out as it should, and not to be too concerned about it, but continue on with what you're doing, especially when it comes to being logical. Mm-hmm. And so you keep being logical and do your best. That seems to be the big thing here with that. So, Did one of your sisters give your parents a lot of trouble?
It should end soon, hopefully. Would you say?
I wanted to know if one of your sisters had given your parents a bit of trouble when she was growing up. Okay. Yeah, because there's just that feeling coming in of, well, I don't know what I want to call it. Somebody wants to do what they want to do without really thinking about other people so well. So there's a bit of that coming in too. Okay, so I'm actually Lisa. Oh, good for me. I was correct. I'm going to let you go, and thank you so much for calling in. It was a real pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm going to stay on the line with this.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
So
that was Lisa calling in, and she had lost her parents and her cat. And it's always, if you're not an animal person, you might not understand how important that is to lose our animals. It's very important to us. I remember I lost a cat a couple years ago or so, and it was traumatic for me to have lost this cat who had been with me for so long. And it is like losing a friend or a family member. And so there's no shame in expressing your grief or your attachment or love for your animals when they pass. A wonderful thing to have that experience. Now tonight, what I wanted to talk about before I take our next caller was I wanted to talk about living your dream. Have you ever heard somebody who says, how's it going? And they respond with, I'm living my dream. And whenever I hear this, I always think, well, what is your dream? What is it? You know, are you being sarcastic, you know, which so frequently we are, or do you really have a dream, and are you really living it? I always want to know this, and I don't ask. If I don't know the person very well, I'm not about to say, well, what is your dream? I want to know. And I love when people dream big. You know, you think something you really want to do. Somebody gave me a bowl once, a wooden bowl, and inside it was imprinted with Dream Big, and I loved this bowl. It was awesome. And with that dreaming big, I heard this quote once that was, if you knew you would succeed, what would you do? If you could do anything you want and know you would succeed, what would you do? And the first time I heard that, I thought, oh, what would I do? Because if you know you're going to succeed, you can do anything you want. So just by knowing you can succeed, it kind of frees your life up. It gets rid of some of those limitations that we have. It's easier. It seems easier to us if we think, oh, I know I'm going to succeed. It's okay. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. We don't have those limitations. We don't have things in our way. And so many times when we have a dream, we have a goal, we want to do something, we want to do something really cool, and we start working on it. Like I talked about at the very beginning of the show, that we we have a big goal, okay? We want to, you know, maybe we want to produce a movie. You know, that's big. You know, you've got to know a lot to do that. But we don't know, maybe we may not know the steps to how to get there. So because we don't know the steps, we don't do anything. Okay, we could, one of our steps could actually be go to research it, go to Google, find out how to do this. What do you need to know? Do you need to go to school? Do you need money? What is it you need? You know, so we'll get sold on a dream based on fear. We fear the unknown. We don't know what's going to happen really. You know, we might get stuck because we can't afford our dream. We think we can't afford it. I was at a writer's workshop this past weekend. And it was great. We had so much fun. It was so much fun talking to all these people. And part of the reason I was at the writer's workshop is because I have a dream of writing a book. And I've had this dream for, I don't even know how many years. My daughter said to me, you've been talking about this as long as I've known you. Okay, my daughter's 21. Okay, so that tells you something. And I've had this dream, and I start writing it, and I start writing it, And not really sure what I want to say, not really sure where I want to go. And so in the past 5 or so years, this book is going to come out of me one way or another. It's just going to come out because it has to come out. So I went to this writer's workshop years ago and got all sorts of information to find out what I needed to know, ahead of time. So as I'm at this place, you know, they're talking about baby steps, take baby steps towards your dream. And part of my baby step was to get more information. I had to get more information because I don't know anything about writing a book. You know, I can write, and I write all the time. So I can write, but is it good enough for a book? Now, here's what happens. See, did you hear me? Is it good enough to write a book? Because that's what stops us from moving forward. Who's going to read the book? You know, oh, maybe it's a bad idea. Oh, I don't know. I think it's stupid. And we start talking to ourselves like this no matter what's going on. And sometimes we can't afford these things. And I was talking to another writer there, and she wanted to get an editor. And it was going to cost this is interesting, something I didn't know. When you're writing a book and you're writing a book proposal, you should really have an editor check it over. And they charge 8 cents a word. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot until you realize that a book proposal is 40 to 60 pages. A book itself is 75,000 words. Okay, think about that. So you're looking at the cost of an editor as being about $4,000 for like 50,000 words. It's about $4,000. And this woman who's been writing her book for quite a while, and she was almost done with it, so that was impressive. And she said, but I can't afford to get an editor. And I said, you know what? Don't worry about it because it's going to happen. The editor will come, and you'll have the money, and you'll be able to do it. But she wasn't using that as an excuse not to continue writing the book, so that was great. So lots of times we have these dreams and we have excuses why we can't do it. We have our fears come out in all sorts of different ways. You know, we start judging ourselves. I'm sure you've mentioned you felt the self-critical voice in your head. That's the one that tells you everything you're doing wrong, how it's not going to work, how you're not good enough. But that voice always comes through. We want to be liked, okay? So we don't want to put ourselves out there. I've got this dream, this goal, but I don't want to tell anybody because what if they put me down? Or what if they think it's a stupid idea, but it's your dream, it's your goal, and you should move towards that with little, small steps. And it's a very important thing to have a dream and a goal. And if you want to call in, the number is, hold on, I got to find it in my little paper, 818-739-8818. And if you want to talk about your dreams, I would love to hear what your goals are. I've got more I can say about this, but I'm going to take another caller. But I have more to say about this. But if you have a dream or a goal, and maybe you want to come up with a small step, we can talk about that, come up with something. I can encourage you. You can tell me how you achieved your dream. Wouldn't that be inspiring for everybody who's watching and listening if you could share your story and say, you know what, I had this dream and I did it. When I was young, and I mean 7th, 8th grade, so what does that make you, I don't know, 12 or something, I wanted to be a music teacher. That's what I wanted to do. That was my dream. That was my goal. And I had decided at that point, and so I, being young, in some ways it's a real advantage because we don't have all that crap in our heads yet, so I just did what I had to do to get there. You know, I kept practicing my violin, and I kept going, and I kept doing everything I wanted to do, and I auditioned for music school, and my poor violin teacher, he had no idea I was even doing all this stuff, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I have an audition, like, in a month, and he's going, what? You know, that's craziness, but eventually, you know, I went to music school, and I became a music teacher. My dream came true. I wanted to do that, and then I moved on to other dreams and other goals, so we can have it. doesn't mean you have to have one dream, one goal, and that's the only one. You can have as many as you want. You get one, you want it all on. You want to do two at once, go ahead, do whatever you want. It's your life. And so you just never know how our dreams are going to go. It's really kind of cool when you think about it, that you can do whatever you want to do. And that whole phrase, and you know you would succeed, what would you do? Because why wouldn't you succeed, really? If you believe it, why wouldn't you succeed? So that's what, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll talk about fear and all that in a second, but I am going to take a caller. So I'm going to say the last four numbers of your phone number. Yeah, that makes sense. The last four numbers of your phone number, and then tell me your name. It's 5252. Oh, I like that number. That's kind of cool. I like the symmetry of that. 5252. And tell me your name. Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you tonight? Are you good?
I'm a little sad.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Tell me what's up.
Well, one of my dreams from when I was younger was to be a lawyer. And I did all types of other things instead of, you know, going to law school. And I finally went to law school, and I have to, in order to do it, you have to pass the bar exam. And I didn't, well, I was sick when I took the exam this time, so I didn't pass it. And I'm a little sad, and I'm wondering why. Why didn't my angels help me pass the exam? Because I don't really want to study for it again. And it's going to cost me more money.
Okay, so I'm sorry to hear you didn't pass the bar exam after having gone through everything you went through. But isn't it true that people do take it again? You don't have, you can take it more than once, right?
Yeah, you can take it as many times as you can pay for it, but I don't. It's just time consuming, you know, to study. I mean, it's really, really boring.
Yeah. Now, do you hear the fear in your voice? Do you hear what you're saying?
No. No.
This is just what it sounds like to me, okay? Because
what I
feel here is fear. Because this is your dream. This is your goal. You want to be a lawyer. You did everything to become a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
didn't you? And
mm-hmm.
you did pretty well in school, didn't you?
I passed.
That's okay. You passed.
Yes.
So that's the
yes.
You know, law school is not easy, you know? This is not
no,
easy.
No, it isn't.
But you did it, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You did it. Okay, so you took the bar exam.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out the way you'd hoped. And is that enough for
right.
you to give up on your dream? Are you going to give up on your dream because you didn't pass it the first time?
No, but the thing is, I don't like studying for it. It's really, really, it's time consuming. But I really kind of have other interests.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wanted to focus on my other interests, not that.
Okay. So you got some excuses as to why you don't want to study anymore. So that's still fear talking. You've got some excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you can do, though, okay,
mm-hmm.
so if you're not quite ready mentally yet to get back to studying. Okay.
No, it's not that I'm not. I don't want to.
Okay.
You know,
keep
I
going.
Just have, you know, I would rather do something else with my time.
And why would you rather do something else with your time?
Well, because studying isn't fun.
Yeah, you know what? Practicing the violin is not fun, but I have to do it all the time. So, yeah, in order to keep my job. But, yeah, so it sounds to me that you have a little bit of burnout. When did you take the bar?
Well, I took it in July, but I had a surgery. I had a surgery in June. So I really didn't fully study. Like I was recovering from my surgery, but it was too late for me to cancel, so I just went ahead and took it.
Oh, my goodness. Katie, I want to reach my arm over there and just give you a little shake right now and go, Katie, that was July. Okay,
mm-hmm.
July, August, September, October. It's only been 4 months. Okay. It sounds to me, you know, when I touch in with your energy, you know, I mm-hmm. know you weren't feeling well when you took the bar. You'd had surgery and all that.
No, I really wasn't. And I was, you're right. I was feeling awful when I took it, actually, yeah.
And I believe you. I really do. And mm-hmm. and I don't want you to take that opportunity that and pass it on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to take the situation you've already had and go, oh, well, maybe I don't want to study anymore. Because it almost feels like you thought maybe you might pass anyway, even though you weren't at your best when you took it. And my feeling, okay, here in this, I'm touching in mm-hmm. with you right now. I'm really feeling like you're going to take it again, and not just because I think you should, okay, but I'm just feeling this, mm-hmm. and I'm feeling you're going to do it next year. And it feels to me that what's happening is you need to just have a little bit of a break, just take a little bit of a break, mm-hmm. do other things, focus on those other things. But at the same time, I have to say, I'm feeling like you have some of your studying guides, your studying notes out and about in different places. You're not using them, but they're out, okay? Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you just mm-hmm. take a couple more months or something, that you're mm-hmm. all of a sudden it's going to shift on you, okay? It just sounds to me like you're giving up on your dream, and I don't want you to give up on your dream because you can do whatever you want to do, even past that bar, okay? I know you can. I mean, I can feel it inside me that I know you can. It's and boy, don't you hate though when you take a test, something big like that, and it doesn't work out the way you hope?
Yeah, I'm thinking, should I go? Because I'm planning on, I would love to move to another state. So I'm like, maybe I should take it somewhere else. Yeah, I'm just really debating. But I was like, maybe my angels could have helped me. What happened? Why did my angels help me?
Why did your angels help you?
Yeah.
Well, you know. Now, interestingly, I have a theory that everything mm-hmm. happens the way it's supposed to happen. So we mm-hmm. have crap in our lives. Everybody has crap. We have problems, challenges, and all that stuff. And it happens for a reason. And sometimes it is to point you on a different path to say, hey, you know what? Maybe this isn't good. Okay, so maybe if you take the bar 3 or 4 times and you fail it all those times, then maybe you do need a different path. Okay, but there's a lesson to be had in this. Okay, so the lesson you learned, what you think you learned by taking the bar exam when you weren't really ready?
Oh, you have to really, really study. I mean, you know, you have to really, really practice for it.
Yeah. So you learned that. So now you know that. So, and just think, when you take it again, notice I said when, not if. When you take it again, you already had the experience of doing it once. You know the drill. You know how it goes. You know how much energy you need to have in order to succeed at it. You already know. So you're ahead of the game from where you were in July already, just because of that experience. Now, it's October, so what does that give you? 8, 9, 10 months or something? No, 8 months? I don't know, whatever it is.
No, they have one in February. They have one in February and they have one in July.
Okay. I feel like you should try the July one. And let me tell you why I feel that. Because just the way you're talking, I think if you do February, it's going to give yourself too much pressure. You know, that you'll be mm-hmm. thinking, oh, I've got to do this, I've got to do this, I've got to do this. And I don't want it to be a negative experience. But if you feel like you're ready to do it in July, you go right the heck and do it. You know? Okay. We're like right at the end of October. So that would be November, December, January, February. That would give you 4 months. Do you think 4 months is enough time for you to study?
Usually a lot of months, but I'm not, I have to check the day. Yeah, it would be like almost 4 whole months. Yeah. Well, November, December, January. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And how does that feel to you thinking about taking it in February?
I mean, the whole thing is just annoying.
I'm
interested in like being a baker. So, you know, I've been baking cakes and doing ice creams and like doing fun stuff. So that's just like, this is impeding on my fun time.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, you know, you do realize you can still have fun time while you're studying, right?
You know what? That's what it is. When I was in school, I kind of postponed all my fun to when I got out, and now I felt I'm deprived of it. So my little girl just wants to play, 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 play.
Right, right. So now you know so much more than you did back in July. You know, you spent so much time on it, and now you understand how it works. You understand what you need. I bet you could figure out a way to study and still do your baking and make all those cool things you want to do and have your fun time. Maybe you could reward yourself. What about that? You study a bit, then you reward yourself.
I could. I mean, it's just, you know, setting aside, you know, maybe a few hours a day, because I'm so far, mm-hmm. you know, ahead to practice. It may only could be 1 hour, 2 hours a day, and that'd be it.
Yeah. You know, and the first thing you said when I answered the phone with you, or you called in, however we want to talk about that, is you said you were sad about it. So
I am.
So if you're sad about that, take that energy and use it, because that's telling you, that emotion of sadness is telling you what you need to know, that this is important to you.
I think I feel more sad because I felt like my angels, you know, they could have helped me pass. Like, they get around miracles every day.
Well, it's not your angel's job to help you with your test necessarily, especially if this is giving you an important lesson. And it may be a lesson in persistence, dedication, living your dream, following your emotions. If you're sad about something, then you need to do something about it. And that's what you need to do. And listening to you, you sound like me when I'm talking about writing my book. When I'm like, oh, I don't know. You know, it's a lot of time. I'm not sure. I don't know. You know, I'll have to make a schedule and sit there for, you know, a little while and study and all of that. And I'm with you, girl. I am with you. I know exactly how you're feeling because I get there too. And I want to tell you that touching in with you psychically, not mediumshiply here, I can feel the lawyer in you because you want to make a difference in people's lives. And that's the whole reason you did it. It's
right.
A dream of making a difference. And that's you. That is who you are. So don't give up on your dream just yet. If you fail that thing 4 or 5 times, okay, then maybe you need to shift it a little.
Or I could just go to another, you know, other states, they're not as hard.
Well,
I could just go to another
true.
State.
That is true. I think you're thinking too much there. You should,
oh, gosh.
It seems like you need your break. You need a bit of a break, which you must have had a little bit off here, but you're still thinking about it, so that's a good sign because you want to achieve this goal. So think about what I said about moving forward. Think about, you know, still having your fun, doing a bit of studying. Decide if you want to take it in February or July. You notice I'm not giving you the no option. There is no option, no option. I can't say that in English, apparently. There is no here. You're either going to take it in February or you're going to take it in July. That's because you're sad about not having passed it. You have to do it. If you don't, you're going to regret it.
I agree. Thank you so much. You're so funny.
Well, thank you, Katie. I will be sending you the best of luck.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, wasn't that interesting? Isn't it so much fun? You know, we all do this. We all have a goal. And, you know, well, many of us do. I assume all of us do. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. And we want to do something. We want to move forward. And we can't let things stop us. Fear comes disguised as all sorts of things that can come as worry, negative thinking, outright fear. I'm not going to take any steps because if I take a step, then I'm responsible for whatever happens. I don't want to do that. You know, there's a difference between real fear of a lion coming to attack you and the fear of taking a step to move towards your dream. Think about that. Those aren't very equitable, really. Anything that stops you from moving forward on your dream, procrastination, pessimism, perfectionism, we want to be perfect, you know. And I could tell with Katie talking to her, she she's a brilliant person, and she, well, I passed, you know, law school. Well, good, because I'm not about to pass law school. I could never pass law school. And but, oh, my goodness me. So she's got to have an amazing brain to even do that. It's amazing, you know, and she's doing it from the right place. She wants to be, come from the heart, you know. So we have to figure out what our fear is, what's stopping us, so we can release it and move on. And if it's just a fear, whatever, let it go, move on. I'm talking to myself as much as I'm talking to anybody else. You know, just release it. Try. See what happens. Okay, I'm going to move on to my next caller here. We have, I want to make sure I don't get the same people here. 8947 is the next person. 8947, I'm coming. Here I come. Hello, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I spoke to you last week and I hesitated, but then I was listening to your conversation about the bar exam. And I said, let me call in. My daughter took the bar exam, and I'm wondering what you pick up regarding her results.
Oh, and so she already took it, and she's waiting for her results?
Yeah. I'm wondering what you can get anything regarding
that.
Sorry?
Well, you know what? I was just saying if I was feeling anything with that, because what I'm feeling like she did a really, she prepared herself really well. Did she take it recently, this test?
Yeah, over the summer. Absolutely. She really did. She focused a lot. But obviously, you know, I'm a little on edge because I know the amount of dedication she put in. I would hate for her to have to take it again. And I'm just wondering if the angels will come through and give us some sort of, you know, feedback on this.
If I got any impressions on that, because I actually feel that she was prepared and she should do well, okay, is what I'm feeling. I don't like to predict, as you probably have heard me say, I don't like to predict things.
Yeah, I know.
But I did have to say, though, for this, though, my daughter's boyfriend took the MCAT, and I was pretty close with the numbers, which was different, and he did pretty well.
Oh, really?
Kind of fun. Yeah, so I don't know if that's a skill I have, predicting, you know, MCATs and LSATs and all that stuff, but that's an interesting thing. And, you know, the thing, though, too, that I definitely am picking up on with you is that, you know, you've been there for her, and you've been very supportive of her, and that, in some ways, feels so much more important to me than how she does on the bar exam, because you have been there. You've given her everything she needed to succeed. You've been there for her, so congratulations on that. You know,
thank you.
I mean, you've done everything you're supposed to, and even the act of calling in to find out, because I know why you want to know, just because it'll make you relax a little bit. But yeah, I don't want to tell you you're gonna be wrong, right?
Right.
but at the same time, I have to say I'm feeling very positive about this, and I'm also feeling that no matter what happens, You guys are tight. It's good. It's all good. Does she have an intention of working with children, by the way?
No, not currently. Nothing on the radar regarding children, like working with
children. Okay. Okay, so just keep that in mind, because I just heard somebody say that, spirit-wise, say something about her working with children. So there may be a relationship here between being a lawyer and children. And, you know, like being an advocate or something like that, because I'm just feeling a bit of that coming in all of a sudden. So whatever I get, I just have to say, because otherwise the energy will stop. So I have to say, and that congratulations again for what you've done for her, because you really have been there for her. And I'm actually picking up on that. She feels pretty secure about how she did. Do you know? Does she think she did well?
She believes she did, but, you know, you never know. It's also like there's that element of subjectivity with the readers, because there are two parts to the exam. One is essay, and that's where, like, the reader the person who's grading it can be a little subjective and, you know, say, okay, you know, and they can get tired by the time they get to your exam, and that's where you can sort of lose points, and the other one is just multiple choice, so you can't go wrong. There's no element of subjectivity. So it's that essay part where, you know, you could lose a point in two, and that costs you the pass fail. You know, it's
right.
It can make or break you.
Yeah.
It can make or break you. So yeah, but yeah, she feels pretty confident.
She feels
good.
You
never know. Like I said, because of that, just because of that element where the grader could be, you know, subjective and not like it. Whereas another one reading the same thing could say, "Hey, this is wonderful," So it's not totally objective, and that's the cause for worry. But I mean, I'm placing it in the hands of God. She really did the best she could, and I'm hoping that we'll have cause for celebration when we find out
good.
Next month.
Okay, good, because you said the perfect thing. You're putting it in the hands of God. You relinquish it, release the attachment to it,
yeah,
and just know that
right.
whatever happens is supposed to be happening. It's going to be fine. But,
exactly.
You know, you guys have done a great job. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
that's wonderful.
We tried our best to be supportive because it was hard and it was stressful.
Oh, yeah. That's very stressful.
Yeah. And, you know,
yeah,
you know
really
as a mom.
Yeah. Yes,
well,
I understand.
All right, well, yeah.
Well, thank you so
absolutely.
Much.
Well,
good
thank
luck.
You, Colleen. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're
I'll call back and let you know. Take care.
Oh, please do. Please do. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah, isn't it interesting? I tell you, you know, it's great to listen to these people going after their dreams, going after the goals. And I love to listen to that mother calling in and wanting to just check in and say, what are you saying? Because she just wants to be reassured her daughter did well. But I know her daughter did. She really did. I can feel it. And it's really wonderful. So I hope she does call me back. Wouldn't that be fun? So I can see. So when you're creating your dream, focus on your dream, the steps we have here. Just take the small steps. Just go for it. Don't let anything stop you. Don't let that fear stop you. Create it. Create the dream you want to have. Success isn't really random. You just have to take some action, okay? You're not going to just sit there and have it just happen. You know that Katie, when she called in, she's talking about she wondered why her angel didn't help her. Well, her angel probably did help her. You know, we just don't know to what extent because, you know, the angels aren't talking to us right now. So they probably did help her. But at the same time, we've got to remember to, we've got to do our part as well. And if she's sick, then that's harder for her to do her part because she's not feeling up to par. It just doesn't work. Now, I do have another caller here. Your number is 3560. I have about, hold on, I'm almost like can't see here, 8 minutes left. So that should be enough time to get to this person. 3560, here we come.
Hi.
Hello, how are you? How are you?
Good, how are
so
you?
What do you want to talk about? I'm great. What do you want to talk about tonight?
Do you want to stick to the whole goals and dream or spiritual
oh, sure.
connection?
Whatever you want. Do you have a dream or a goal you've been working on, or did you succeed at one you want to share?
Yeah, that's going to sound super familiar to you right now.
Okay, good. Go. I'm excited.
Going back to nursing school. You know who this is, don't you? Hey.
Is this Alisa? Okay, girl.
It is.
Okay, for people who aren't listening, Alisa has beautiful children, two beautiful children, and she's one of my clients. I did a reading with her, and I'd like to call her a friend as well now, Alisa. And she has decided to go back to nursing school to live her dream. Tell me about it, Alisa.
Well, it's always the struggle between I'm currently an LPN, so I'm currently a nurse, and then I stopped nursing so I could be a stay-at-home mom to those two little girls. And then recently, before our reading, my husband and I joking around about me going back to school for my RN and all this other stuff, and then I went and I saw you, and you, or spirits, I guess, confirmed that it was actually going to be happening, and now I'm just kind of working my way to going back, but there's that fear of, well, I've always been a stay-at-home mom. What's going to happen with the kids? What's going to happen if this kid's sick or daycare? Or whatever? Like, I'm just not used to that. That's different for me.
Yes. And isn't it cool in a weird, bad way how we look at all of our fears and, well, what if this happens? And what if that happens? And what if this happens? When we really don't even have to do that, do we?
Right. Like, I shouldn't. I should just be like, stop it.
Yeah, I should be like, stop it. That's good. Yeah, and it's just a matter of going into, I'll cross that bridge when it happens. I'll figure it out when it happens. And that doesn't mean you don't figure out, you know, daycare situations in case one of them is sick. You know, maybe somebody could take a sick one or whatever. You don't figure something out like that. But you know what? I have to tell you, you know, your dream, your goal is a very worthy goal. This is a goal people want to have you succeed. Everybody who's watching and listening wants you to succeed at this because it's a goal that's going to help other people and it's going to help you with your own life as well. I mean, how awesome is that? That's amazing.
Right, that's true. Right.
Now, and this program you're going into, it's not that long, is it?
No, see, what was originally happening was I was able to skip the first semester because I currently am an LPN. I could challenge out, and some things popped up at home. I never ended up taking the challenge exam, so I called the director herself and spoke with her and asked if I could just start from, not scratch because I do have my LPN, but start from first semester, and she said that most LPNs actually do that, and she encourages it. So in the end, it will still be 2 years, but it just, the program doesn't seem that, I'd hate to say this, but like doesn't seem that difficult compared to what I've gone through with, I originally went to a private Catholic college, so this community college seems a lot more laid back and supportive than the college I went to previously.
Hmm.
So 2 years, but it seems pretty mellow considering.
Oh, good. Well, what a blessing that is, isn't it, to have
right.
a situation where it feels good and it fits and all of that. Is it, does it take up a lot of time during your day?
Well, once I start going back?
Yeah, once you're there again. Like, is
I'm
it
not
a,
sure
like
that.
I don't.
It might be. I don't have a schedule yet. It wouldn't start until the end of August, like officially
okay.
full-blown start. They only start their programs in the fall. So in the meantime, I have to take an exam and pretty much test or I guess, challenge all the other nursing students and beat them, basically. That's usually how nursing school goes. It's just a big competition. The biggest thing that's been dragging me down, I guess you would say, in regards to this is I feel like I share my dream with other people. Like, I will talk to them about it, and I like being encouraging and positive. And then for some reason, this is a blessing in disguise, I'm sure, but for some reason, a couple days later, I'll hear from, say, whoever will be like, you know what? I think I'm going to go to nursing school too, and blah, 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 blah. And next thing you know, I have friends going to nursing school with me out of nowhere, which is cool. I definitely encourage that they follow their dreams or their passions and whatnot. But then it turns into like they start getting snarky and competitive about it trying to like help. Yeah, so that has been bringing me down the most because my whole life I feel like girls have just competed and it's snarky and negative, and I just don't like that. And now it's like I'm trying to do something positive for my family and myself and go back and totally fulfill my dream, not just with my LPN. And now I have all these other people like, you know what, I'm going to tag along with this and I'm going to try and bring you down during it.
Oh, okay, so I did another whole radio show on something like that once where I talked about limiting the time with those people. Just don't talk to them. Don't tell them your dream. Don't tell them how you're doing. Don't tell them anything. And only talk
well,
to
it doesn't
people
make me a bad
who,
person.
No, not at all, because you got to protect yourself,
okay.
too, because if they're giving you negative energy back because they're competitive with you, you know, I mean, really? you know, who needs that?
Like, I'm trying to encourage you here. Like, why?
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah,
you just need to, you can be very polite and whatever, but just don't tell them a whole lot, because if it's going to drag you down, it's not worth it. It's just not worth it.
That's
so
right.
Only talk to the people you know who they're fully 100% supportive. Don't talk to the other people. I mean, you can be nice and say, how are you doing? Okay, great. I'm glad to hear you're doing well, and just leave it at that. And,
right.
you know, I have to, you know, because your energy is such a helping energy. You are a nurse. You are. Oh, yeah, 90 seconds left. So you are a nurse, so it's going to be awesome. Okay, well, Lisa, I've got to go because I got to wrap it up. But it was so nice
talking
to you.
Totally understand. Thank you.
You
too.
Okay, see you later. Bye.
Yeah, see you soon. Bye.
And that was Elisa living the dream of becoming a nurse. Isn't that awesome? So I'm Colleen Vanderzijden, and you've been watching and listening to Lilydale Radio. My show is called Embracing Your Essence. There are other Lilydale available. They have Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, Wednesday night at, I think, 8 p.m., and Friday morning at 10 o'clock. You can find those shows on Blog Talk Radio, and they're also live streamed from their pages as well. And it has been such a pleasure talking to you. Now, remember this week to live your dream. Just take the steps. Don't let anybody stop you. If somebody's going to be a jerk about your dream, don't talk to them. Just don't talk to them. Just don't do it. Don't share, because why do that? Only share with people who like you, you know, really, people who want to be there for you. And take those steps. And I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to tell you, no, I'm not hoping, I'm planning to tell you when my book is finished, which will be in the spring sometime. I've decided that part anyway. I got it going. It's going to be cool. I'm going to be talking to an editor next week. I'm going to clarify everything. So thank you so much for listening. We will be wrapping up, and I will see you guys next week, Tuesday at 8 p.m. Have a good time. Bye-bye.